USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tensions mount on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea scrambled about 80 military aircraft, including advanced F-35 jet fighters, on Friday after tracking about 180 flights by North Korean warplanes inside North Korea. North Korea's rush of warplanes came after it test-fired about 30 ballistic missiles over the previous 2 days. Amazon is putting new hires on hold for its corporate workforce. The latest move by the company to cut costs amid worries about the inflation that just won't go away. Beth Galetti, the Senior Vice President of People Experience and Technology, she made the announcement on Amazon's website Thursday. Iran on Friday marked the 1979 takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, as its own country is facing nationwide protests after the death of a 22-year-old woman arrested by the country's morality police. It's suspected she was murdered for not properly covering her hair in public. An ancient Christian monastery, possibly dating as far back as the years before Islam spread across the Arabian Peninsula, was discovered Thursday on an island off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. The monastery on Sinia Island sheds new light on the history of early Christianity in the Persian Gulf. NASA officials on Thursday said the highly anticipated Artemis 1 moon mission will be challenging, but they stated they are confident in the upcoming launch attempt on November 14th. The SLS stack has been on the pad 3 previous occasions, but fueling test failures and Hurricane Ian have sent it back to the dressing room. Artemis 1 is the beginning of colonizing the moon by the end of the decade. The Astros lead the Phillies 3-2 in the World Series. Game 6 is late Saturday. USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
The conflict between Iran and her people continues with bloodshed and government crackdowns. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has more.
As anti-government protests continue in Iran, the Iranian government has used security forces to stop the protests and killed over 270 people so far, while arresting more than 14,000. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Scott Perry shares his thoughts on the current anti-government protests in Iran and how the United States should respond on Fox Business.
Ought to be speaking loudly in support of those people on the street who literally have put their lives in their hands. This is an opportunity to make a difference diplomatically and rhetorically by the United States. Of course, we're not going to be threatened by Iran.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Religious houses in New Jersey have been the subject of an FBI warning.
The FBI has announced that it has received credible information on a broad threat to New Jersey synagogues. In a tweet, the FBI urges people to, quote, stay alert and take all security precautions to protect, quote, your community and facility. The nature of the threats was not immediately clear, but law enforcement have confirmed to ABC News it was not a bomb threat. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Hey, don't forget, daylight savings time does end this weekend if you're in one of the states that participates. USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.